Said I had to stop and do some business. Here, sit down. Hey, you usher, come here. Can I talk to you a second?
Sir.
You're right. Gil, this is Sting. He's going to watch you for a while. I have some friends I meet. I'll meet you right here, huh? By the ninth inning. Have fun, kid.
So, Gilly, big baseball fan?
Kinda.
Yeah? Dad bring you here a lot?
Once a year on my birthday, then he pays an usher to watch me.
Oh, I see.
But you have to understand, my father, in his own childhood, was without a positive male influence.
Huh?
His own father kicked him out when he was 15. My dad was taught to see child raising as a job, a burden, a prison, rather than a playground. You understand what I'm saying?
You don't talk like a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm not really a kid.
You're not a duck.
This is a memory of when I was a kid. I'm 35 now. I have kids of my own. You don't really even exist. You're an amalgam.
A what?
A combination of several ushers my dad left me with over the years. I've combined them into one memory.
Why?
This was a great symbolic moment in my life. My father dumping me with you. It's why I swore things would be different with my kids. That's my dream. Strong, happy, confident kids.
That's great. You know, you got a lovely family and I'm a goddamn amalgam.
Gil?
Who's that?
That's my wife.
Nice.
Gil?
Yes?
Yeah. The game's over, honey.
St. Louis Cardinals wish to thank you for attending this game. Please drive home safely and sober.
Let's go. Come on, Justin. You want to walk?
Justin.
Come on, let's walk. It's fun. Come on, let's walk. You don't want to walk? There we go.
I was born to make you happy.
I'll get it.
Think it's just my style.
Yeah.
There's your finish.
Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to stay up tonight.
I got it.
Wouldn't want to get too far where you are, 'cause I love to see you smile.
Come on, watch it. Here we go, watch the car.
Watch it, there's so many cars.
Without a faucet, like a watch without a dial, what would
where
I do?
Where is that?
Didn't
his,
have you.
Where is he? Oh, there he is.
In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the only place that I wanna be where I can see you smile at me.
Honey, Taylor.
The world is full of trouble.
You're a rat.
Make it all worthwhile.
Yo,
that I do that didn't have you. Just love to see you smile. I love to see you smile. I love to see you smile.
When you're sliding in the thirst and you're feeling something burst, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the third and when you juice the turd, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sliding in the home and your truck is full of foam, diarrhea, diarrhea. When you're sitting in your Chevy and your shirts are feeling heavy, diarrhea, diarrhea.
Kevin, honey, where'd you learn that song?
Last summer at camp, Mom.
Ah, that was money well spent.
When you're sliding in the first and you're feeling something burst, diarrhea, diarrhea.
That's what you're going to sleep in? You'll get cold. Perfect.
Gail, Taylor isn't feeling well. She wants you.
That's those hot dogs.
I'll deal with Kevin and Justin.
Hey, what do you say later, when the kids are asleep, I wear this outfit?
She's in our bed.
Hi, Daddy.
What's the matter, honey? You don't feel so good?
Mm-mm.
You feel like you want to throw up?
Okay.
Gil, oh my God. Oh, Taylor, baby. Oh, sweetie. Oh.
Gil, why are you just standing there?
Oh, I'm sweetie.
Waiting for our head to spin around.
You'll be all right. You'll be okay. Oh, can you come with me to see Kevin's principal on Monday morning?
Oh, I love it when you talk to me about school and meetings. Now talk to me about shopping.
No, I know.
Go on, go on.
I'm sorry. I just remembered now. I've been meaning to ask you. Okay.
Fine. I'll be there.
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I was a little tense before, but
no, no, I mean with Kevin. Why are we going to see his principal?
Oh, because his teacher said he's been making that face again.
Oh, what, this?
Yes, the tense face.
He makes that same face at Little League.
You know what his teacher asked me?
What?
If we'd ever taken him for a psychiatric evaluation.
What?
She was just asking.
Why? Because he makes a face? Has she ever looked in the mirror?
Well, you know, the face, the crying, the nervousness.
They mentioned the crying?
Yeah. You know, he doesn't really finish his work. Hey, we'll talk to them on Monday. Don't worry, I'm sure he'll be fine. Come here.
Where was I? Here? Was I here? Yes.
Yeah.
I was there already?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that really pisses me off. Kid's a little different, a little special, needs a little more attention. Teacher's going to put a label on him. Problem kid. When we go see Kevin's principal, let's find out who his teacher's going to be next year and make sure it's not one of these hysterics.
You're right, Gil. You know, Kevin's great. He can't be that much of a problem.
Right. Now, if it was my sister's kid.
Gary.
Oh, there's a kid with problems.
Gary. You're up so early.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Out.
What's in the bag?
Nothing.
Hey, Gary, you know, the whole family's coming over tonight. There's a big surprise. Grandma and Grandpa are going to be here, and Uncle Bill and Aunt Karen, they're bringing their kids. Aunt Susan's going to be here, and Uncle Nathan, their kids.
It was nice talking to you.
Julie! Hey, Julie!
Yeah?
Julie, can I come in for a minute?
Yeah.
Julie, I really need your help. The whole family's coming over tonight. I don't know why, but the place is a mess. Could you just give me a hand and help me?
Just a few minutes.
Are you all right? I thought I heard you moaning last night.
Well, I kind of had a little bit of a stomach ache, but it's fine now.
It's gone. You hate me?
What?
You know, for making you study so much and giving up all your dates? And...
No, you were right.
Honey, I'm telling you, those SAT scores are your ticket. And, sweetie, you know, once you get to school, you're gonna meet a lot of guys that you like just as well as that Todd.
Why do you always say that Todd? It just sounds so...
You're right. I'm sorry. It's been pleasant for a moment. Okay, I guess I'm just gonna give everybody spaghetti and salad, and I better cook a steak for my dad.
See you later, honey.
Are you okay? Man, your mother can talk. Gosh, she hates my ass.
It's such a cute ass.
Last night she heard the moaning. She thought it was me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. So you're going to have to try and control yourself for it.
With you, it's impossible. Ooh, wait.
What?
I brought something.
Ooh, good.
We can record our love.
Susan? Hi, sis. It's Helen. Yeah, did I loan you my big platter? Oh, great, great. Yeah, I thought that. Would you bring it over tonight? I just needed to serve. Oh, listen, Julie got 1291 on her SATs. I know. I feel so proud of her. It's great. Yeah, how's Patty?
Well, we're a little disappointed with the effort she's been giving lately towards her work.
Speaking from my own experience.
Math, French, everything's gone down.
Necessary for the degree of achievement.
Nathan's talking to her right now.
Inspire.
He's trying to figure out what's wrong.
Look, Patty, all I'm saying is if you want to have just an ordinary academic career and attend an ordinary university, that's your prerogative. But I must tell you, I think you're selling yourself way short.
How's it going?
I don't know. Sometimes I feel as though we want it more than she does.
Patty, you know we love you. Could you just give your father that little extra effort he's looking for?
Okay, Mama.
That's all I ask.
I got you. Come on, Kevin.
No.
Kevin.
No. Taylor, time to come in now, children.
Okay. Hey, Grandma.
Hey, you want to
know? Are we?
Grandma. Hey, Gil, you have a good memory. Was it yours or Helen or Susan's wedding I got drunk at?
It was all three, Dad. Congratulations.
Well, which one did I punch the band leader?
That was mine. We have photos. I'm having him blown up for the commitment hearings.
You think he's funny, huh? Well, when he was a kid, he wasn't this funny. Stayed in his room all day. Boy, you were a moody little son of a bitch.
Gee, I wonder why.
You remember that little guy who wouldn't leave my side?
I know.
Well, now, you know, if I take a step towards him, he just takes a step away. Mm. I don't know what's happening to him. He's just so unhappy, and he won't talk to me, and I don't know how to help him.
Did you ever consider having Ed talk to him?
Are you kidding? He won't even acknowledge he's got these kids. And then he's got his new wife and his new kids.
You don't even stick to my kid's teeth anymore. He says it makes him uncomfortable.
Yeah, I wish he'd drop his drill down his pants.
Are you seeing anybody?
Well, Gary's biology teacher asked me out.
Biology? That's promising.
Oh, no. He's not the type I usually go for.
The Penal Colony by Franz Kafka.
Hey, Nathan. Patty a doctor yet?
Mark, if you will. All right. Our children are more capable of retaining and absorbing information than we are, and yet we insist on treating them like adorable little morons.
What are you saying? Patty can learn things I can't learn?
Patty, which one of these is the square root of 8,649?
'93.
They're like sponges, Gil, just waiting to absorb.
I want this.
See? Take my advice. Forget about Kevin and Taylor. It's too late. Work on Justin.
Actually, Justin is quite bright in his preschool class. He was the only... Slow down, Justin. I'll get you some dip.
Oh, you remember that guy you went out with in college, Jeffrey Sanders? You know, he always chased me out of the room whenever he came over.
Oh, yeah.
I saw him today.
God, what a loser, huh?
In a Rolls.
I meant me.
What is that? Oh, Nathan and Patty and I are power eating. We bring our own food everywhere. Turned me on to it, and I never felt better.
And where do you get that stuff?
This is it. Everybody in the living room, this is the big surprise.
Oh, Larry.
You look great. There.
Oh, hi, son.
Oh, boy.
Great to see you.
Shit.
Well put.
Oh.
Wait a second. I've got something for you.
That's my kid brother, Larry. Your uncle. Don't give him any money.
Just something for being the best dad in the world. I found it a couple of months ago. For your collection.
Oh, this is great. A steps.
Yeah. You got it. Spend it on the people you love. Right. Is this Grandma?
Yeah, she's still alive.
Jesus, Grandma, you got short.
I'm shrinking.
Bummer. Gilbo.
Larry. How long's it been? 3 years?
About that.
You stopped wearing your turban.
Yeah. My God, Susan, you look great. If you weren't my sister, Helen, I know it's been hard.
Dad?
You were supposed to wait outside so I could introduce you.
Well, why don't you do it now,
Larry?
Everybody, this is my son. Cool.
Did he say cool?
Cool. Your son.
It's a long story. Let's eat.
Yeah, well, good idea.
Keep Patty away from my brother. He'll suck the intelligence right out of her.
Cool is adorable. Adorable. Why didn't you ever write if you had a son?
I didn't know myself until a couple of months ago.
See, a few years ago, I was living in Vegas with this girl. Showgirl. She was in that show, Elvis on Ice. Anywho, we drifted apart, as people do in these complicated times. And then a couple of months ago, she shows up with Cool, tells me, you watch him, I shot someone,
I have to leave the country. That's apparent?
Huh.
Anyway, we're back in town because I've got something really huge cooking. Enormous. Monster. Dad, this is it. From now on, I'm going to be taking care of all of you.
This isn't another get-rich-quick scheme, is it, Larry?
What's wrong with getting rich quick? Quick is the best way to get rich. Look who I'm talking to. Do you ever see her family? They find a nickel, they huddle together and bury it like squirrels. What's the deal, son? What do you have going?
Has anyone heard of hydroponics?
Well, that's great, Larry.
Hydroponics is the growing of plants without soil. It's very exciting. What are you using, coarse sand or suspension hydroponics?
I don't...
Hey, there's a guy with glasses and a lab coat that makes that decision. I make the deal. And I got to thinking, Cools had no kind of life, no family. So while I'm locking this thing down, I thought it would be nice if we stayed with you.
What's that?
A couple of weeks.
The thing is, Larry, we don't have the big house anymore, you know. We didn't need it. We just have the one bedroom for us and one for Grandma.
Well, Grandma's welcome to stay with us for a while. I think it'd be valuable for Patty to have a multi-generational influence.
Fine with me.
Well, I'll have to give you a list of her medications as when and how much. You'll have to pick up her shower chair. There's the batteries for a hearing aid, magnifying glass for reading.
Oh, God.
Oh, gee.
What happened?
Your mouth used up all the power.
Oh. Don't worry, Dad. We can still find the bar.
I'll get a flashlight.
I'll get it, sis.
Dad, what happened?
Where is it? In the bedroom?
In the nightclub.
I'm getting a flashlight.
Kevin.
Oh, good. Okay.
Kevin. Kevin.
Daddy, this is a blackout. It's a temporary interruption in the electrical supply of the home.
It's okay, honey. Something's busted.
Where's the switch?
That doesn't look like my house.
Here, bring it here.
Oh, here it is. What is this?
Oh! Mommy, what was that?
That was an electric ear cleaner.
It was kind of big.
It sure was.
I mean, I don't think you really have to worry about it. The point is that once they see us, then they'll realize that we're fine, and then the kid is fine, not the...
Bill? Karen? I think we're going to have to be very careful about Kevin's educational environment.
Absolutely.
With that in mind, I don't think Kevin should come back here next fall. I'm going to recommend that he be transferred to a school that offers special education classes.
You mean because he's so smart?
Well, actually, I mean a class for children with emotional problems.
Hi. Sorry I'm late. You must be the Buckmans. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Lucas.
Dr. Lucas is a child psychologist. He's been observing Kevin for the last couple of months.
Why?
Mr. Buckman, this is a public school. 38 kids to a class. We estimate that Kevin's teacher spent at least 20% of her time dealing with Kevin. That class is going to finish the year behind. It isn't fair.
Kevin is a very sweet, very sensitive, extremely tense little boy. He needs some special attention.
It's because he was first.
Hmm?
It's because he was our first. I mean, I think we were very tense when Kevin was little. If he got a scratch, we were hysterical. But the third kid, you know, he let him juggle knives.
On the other hand, Kevin may have been like this in the womb. Recent studies indicate that these things are all chemical.
She smoked grass.
Kill! I never smoked when I was pregnant.
Yeah, but in college you were like a chimney. I thought you were going to join a reggae band.
Ago.
I'm just saying there could have been some chromosome distortion.
Well, you let them do anything. You let them watch TV.
We'll put the TVs in the garbage then, and you and I'll we'll perform more some Shakespeare or some. I'm just a little thrown off by this.
killed. Karen, you should not look upon the fact that Kevin will be going to a special school as any kind of failure on your part.
No, I'll blame the dog.
In an educational environment that's more sensitive to his needs.
All right, look, first of all, Kevin is not going to a special school. Whether it's right or not, there's a stigma. People are cruel, especially children, and I won't subject Kevin to that kind of cruelty. If we have to, we'll send him to a private school. I don't care what it costs. I'll get a second job.
Mr. and Mrs. Buckman, this is a problem that won't just go away.
Well, if we need to, we'll send Kevin to a private therapist.
That's right. Look, it's a problem. We're aware of it. But we're his parents. We can handle it.
Well, the next school year is 4 months off, so let's see what can be accomplished.
No, Todd!
I need to see.
No, not in the street. Please.
What is this?
It's the party celebrating my mother's promotion at the bank. Excuse me. This is the wrong batch. This is my mother's. There should be another envelope for Buckman.
Okay.
That was picked up already.
By who?
This one is my favorite. This is just...
It's just for fun, Mom.
Well, I'm glad to know it's not a job. That's that Todd, isn't it? There's one where you can see his face.
Is that what bothers you? That I did those things or that I did them with Todd?
Gee whiz, Julie. There's so many things that bother me about this. I don't know how to separate them. Oh! Woo! Here's something for my wallet.
Todd is very important to me.
And we've got the pictures to prove it.
Mom.
This is your room. You did these things right here in my house?
Well, I thought someone in this house ought to be having sex. I mean, with something that doesn't require batteries.
What did you say to me? God damn it, you get back here! Open this door, God damn it, to hell! I would just like a little respect. Not a lot, just a little. Do you know why I'm having sex with machinery? Because your father left to have a party and I stayed to raise two kids. And I have no life! God damn it! What are you doing?
I'm leaving before we think it's a regret.
You're going to say something worse than the battery remark?
Todd and I are in love. It's not going steady, love. It's love. I need him. He's my life. He touches me and I quiver.
Would you give me just a small break?
See, you can't handle it. Todd's working now. We'll find a place to live somewhere.
Hi, Gary.
What? Moving out, Gary.
What? See, you've upset your brother. Julie, I'm telling you, if you walk out of this house against my wishes, don't ever think about coming back here.
Fine.
Just incredible.
I knew you'd be the one who'd appreciate this.
3 years. Every night.
every weekend. I had dinner out here. You know, it was a piece of junk when I found it. First time I got laid was in a car like this.
Frank?
What?
Cool just finished lunch.
I'll call the newspaper.
I thought you and Larry could take him somewhere.
I am showing Larry my car.
Just plop him down in front of the TV. That's what he always does. Wasn't that Super Bowl incredible? Right down to the last minute?
Amazing.
But usually not that close, huh?
No,
that's right. And usually the winning team covers the point spread. Usually you can count on it.
Yeah, take a beating?
No, thanks. I already took one. Anyway, I had to pay off and it's left me a little...
What do you need?
Huh? Oh, come on. Don't insult me. I didn't come here to be insulted.
Come on. Putting together a deal, you gotta look like you can piss with the big boys.
You see, you know.
How much?
Couple thousand. Three tops.
Three?
Tops. Asa. Good. You see, Grandma, Patty studies Eastern philosophy. Our future leader's going to have to be much more in tune with the Oriental mind. Okay, sweetie, one more time.
Nathan, guess what?
Oh, you're home early.
Yeah, I have good news.
What? What's up?
I'm going to teach summer school classes. That means we'll have vacation money.
Oh, that's great. Oh.
Mexico.
Si.
Gil and Karen are going to take Patty. I just want to call them.
Gee, honey, I'm really not too pro on Patty spending a week with Gil.
Why not? They offered.
I'm a little concerned about his jocularity. I mean, he's a wonderful guy. It's just he's a little, you know, lighthearted about things that we consider important.
She has fun over there. You know, she scampers. She cavorts.
Hey, try this. We take Patty with us.
To Mexico?
It's a perfect opportunity to start her on Spanish. It'll be fun.
Mason, I thought it would be nice if you and I could be alone.
We will be. We'll get two rooms.
Which one will I be in?
Patty, venga aquí. That means come here in Spanish. Por favor, please. I want you to listen to something. I've got a tape of a mariachi band. An authentic indigenous native Mexican form of music.
Gil, good morning.
Close to me. When were you going to tell me?
Tell you what?
Lenny called this morning and he said they were wondering where I thought we should take Phil Richards to celebrate his partnership.
That Lenny is an asshole. You believe that guy? Nobody was supposed to have that information until next month.
That partnership is mine. You said it was just held up by Ted Sergi, and then when he got back, you'd make it official.
Look, I never said you didn't do great work. You do terrific work. Every firm does good work. Look, I know you're a lot smarter than Phil, but the guy works like a Trojan. He schmoozes clients. He brings in business. He's here nights, weekends. I own the guy, and that's what puts your name on the door.
This is really coming out of left field. I've been here 8 years. I'm the backbone of the operation. I know that. If I don't get this partnership, I gotta think about going somewhere else.
I gotta tell you, Gil, I don't consider that a realistic idea.
Why?
You go somewhere else, you're gonna have to get in line behind guys who are younger than you, who've been there longer,
who are more committed and are willing to work for less money. Look, this thing with Phil is not etched in stone. I can jerk him along for the next month. Why don't you use that time to give us your best shot? Put in the hours. Dazzle me.
Dazzle you? Listen, Dave, I'm having a problem at home. I really need to spend a lot of extra time with my son right now.
Then I don't know what we can do.
Get this guy. No! Oh, well, they're bad dudes. That's why they call the game Bad Dudes.
Okay, I should go stay with the girls. Got enough quarters?
Yes.
Okay.
Dad?
Yeah?
How come I'm seeing a psychiatrist?
Yeah, we were going to have a big talk about that.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing. Nothing. You're great.
Well, then how come...
Look. You're a kid like I was. You have a lot of worries, that's all. And these doctors, they're experts at helping people with their worries. It's nothing to feel bad about.
Look, you're a great kid, and I love you very much, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you know what I think? I think this is going to be a great summer for you.
And don't forget, you got a birthday coming up. Let's have a great party. That'll be fun, huh?
Can we have Cowboy Dan?
Who?
Cowboy Dan, the gunfighting balloon man. He was at Billy's party. He's cool.
Absolutely. It's a done deal. This is your dad talking now. Now you've got me excited. Okay, now, what do we say when we see a cute 8-year-old girl walk by?
Hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba, okay. Oh, don't tell your mom I taught you that. It'd be bad. Let's go.
You like it?
Yeah. It's good. It's shiny.
Yeah. You know, it was junk when I found it. The first time I got laid was in a car. That's a story for another time.
Hi, Dad. Dinner ready? What was that? Huh? Oh, some friends were just dropping me off.
Friends? Friends slow down. They even stop.
Dad?
Panhandling. I needed money for a place to stay.
Julie, you have a place to stay.
I didn't have to tell you what happened.
What did happen?
I just said I didn't want to tell you.
Did you leave that time?
Yes. He promised me he was going to start a house painting business. And he said he changed his mind. He's going to race dragsters with his brothers. He can't even drive a regular car. So his brothers came over and we got in a fight. He said, no bitch is going to tell me what to do for a living. He told me he loved me.
Sweetie. Oh, they say that. Then they come. Honey, what can you expect from a kid like that?
Oh, Mom, back off. The last guy you dated stole our furniture. Men are scum.
I know. I know, sweetie. Men are scum.
Ah!
honey. Julie's home.
Great. Come on, let's go eat lots of ice cream. You want an ice cream soda?
No.
How about, do you want like a hot fudge something?
Mm-hmm.
You want a banana split?
Yeah.
You want something like French fries?
Yeah.
Julie!
Todd!
I thought I'd find you here.
What does that make you, Sherlock Holmes? I live here.
You live with me.
I wouldn't live with you if the world were flooded with piss and you lived in a tree. Excuse me, I'm going to the movie.
You're not leaving here until you hear what I have to say.
I'm not!
Ah, Julie, come on.
Me.
Julie,
let me go!
Just listen to me. Julie,
let her go!
Julie.
God damn it! Let her go!
Please, Mrs. Buckman, I love her.
Let her go! God
Julie,
damn it!
You can't
let her
run
go.
Out on me. You're my wife.
Now, if you don't let her go, I'm going to call it.
You're his what? His wife. We got married a couple of days ago.
Are you out of your mind?
No.
Are you out of your mind?
Miss Buckman. God. Julie, I didn't mean it.
What?
No. I'm sorry. My brothers were ragging on me and I couldn't back down. But last night, I told them. They mean nothing. You mean everything.
Todd.
Okay, look lively, you're doing great. Shortstop, here it goes. All right, pick it up. Easy, now over to first. That's right, that's the way to play. That's good. All right, you're beautiful. You're a bunch of wild, young bohemians. Okay, let's go again. Okay, second base, here we go. Now get down on it. Don't be afraid, it can't hurt you, Ben. Here we go. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down.
Ow!
Wayne, get Ben some ice. All right, we're going to need a new second baseman now. Which one of you outfielders wants to try second base? Huh? Huh? How about you, Kevin? You want to try second base?
Okay.
All right!
Oh.
Oh, Matt, come on, none of that. We're a team. Let's be a team. Now, come on, get out there and hustle. Let's go. Huh? Kevin, remember, the word is fun. So just go on out there, and what you catch, and what you miss, okay?
Okay, Dad.
Okay. Way to go, Kevin!
My great pleasure to introduce our valedictorian, Kevin Buckman.
Thank you. You know, when I was 9 years old, I had kind of a rough time. A lot of people thought I was pretty mixed up. But there was one person who got me through it. He did everything right. And thanks to him, today, well, I'm the happiest, most confident, and most well-adjusted person in this world. Dad, I love you. You're the greatest.
Hey, Gil, our boy's finally going to win one game.
Way to be supportive, Lou.
Come on,
All right, Anna. We got bases loaded. We're only one run down. Now, you can do it. Get up there. Come on now.
Please, God, let him have one game.
Well?
Why are you pouring water through my diaphragm?
To check. To see if it's okay. You didn't know I did that, did you?
No.
Obviously not, or you wouldn't have tried this.
Are you accusing me of making that hole?
No, a woodpecker came in here, went into the bathroom, opened the drawer with his little wing, and pecked a couple of holes in your diaphragm. I can't believe you would jeopardize our plan, Susan. Remember what we read? A vast majority of truly exceptional people are either only children or firstborn with at least a 5-year separation between sibs. We agreed
to... No, you agreed, and they're not sibs. They're babies, and I want to have another one.
So this is how you go about it? By vandalizing a contraceptive device?
Because you won't discuss it with me.
I did discuss it with you years ago.
Well, I think we were wrong.
Well, I think we were right. And I'm not discussing it again.
Todd!
Yeah?
Do you want me to cook you breakfast?
Oh, thanks, Helen. Julie's gonna do it.
Great. I get the fire extinguisher. All right, I'll see you guys at dinner. Sweet Jesus! What are you doing? Are you joining the Marines?
I knew you'd make a thing out of this, Mom.
Just clean up the hair. You ready, Gary? You want anything to eat? How long are they going to be living here?
Not much longer, I think.
Well, I was just thinking. It's getting pretty crowded here.
Oh, it's not so crowded. There's a lot more room since they shaved their heads.
Well, I was just thinking. Maybe I could stay with Dad for a while.
What?
Well, I've been here a long time. Maybe I should live with him for a while.
You want to live with your father?
Kind of.
Have you talked to your father about that?
No, not yet. I thought I'd call him.
Honey? You know, you don't know your father like I do.
I don't know him at all. What's his number?
Well,
He'd be at work now. So that's 206-5790. Yeah, it's Dr. Lampkin there. His son. No, Dad, it's not Joey. It's Gary, your other son. Well, I need to ask you something. It'll just take a second. Well, would it be okay if I stay with you for a while? A few months? Okay.
Professional. You think he wants to put a blot on the entire balloon bending profession? Go on and have fun, and we'll have some burgers and dogs in a second.
Let's go watch the horse shit.
Yeah! Teddy, why don't you play with Justin?
I don't understand what he's doing.
Well, he's spinning.
What for?
No reason, just for fun.
Doesn't look like them.
It isn't.
You tried it?
Oh, so does Julie have a nice place?
Oh, yeah, she has a lovely place. Yeah, she has my place. She and that Todd are both living in my house.
Really?
Well, actually, it was my idea. You know, otherwise she was going to quit school and get a job. And I know, maybe this way she'll still go to college.
All right. Here we go. The thumb trick. Ready? Here's my thumb. Ready? Here we go. Watch it.
What are you doing?
Thumb trick. Show her, Dad.
Okay, but this is the last time. Here we go. Ready?
I mean, Justin's going to go full-time next year, so everybody's asking when I'm going to go back to work, like I'm supposed to. And I'm thinking about it. I mean, I used to work. It was okay. But, you know, I think I'm better at this. I mean, I think I'm sort of good at it, so. But then people make me feel embarrassed, like I don't have goals or something. Like I sit around here eating bonbons all day, right? Oh, I don't know.
Well, what does Gil think?
I guess I should do whatever I want. I'm going to kill them for that.
Well, what are you so upset about?
Nathan, she's weird. She's a weird child. I think a few days a week of preschool could be very helpful.
This is not the right age for Patty to be socially activated. We went
She's
for
not her. A bomb. She's a little kid who has no ability to relate to other little kids.
You want her to relate to him?
Help, help, help!
See, when I met him, I was a little wild. I was a little out of control, and he kind of
It took me in hand. I liked that. He's very commanding. He got me into teaching. He got my shit together. Boy, he really turned me on.
Really? Of course, really?
Oh, Nathan, I used to be hot. I know he doesn't look it, but I mean, we were like rabbits. I used to give him, you know, oral, you know, on the highway.
What?
Yeah, you know, he was always trying to get a research grant.
And you thought that would help?
No, but, I mean, he kept getting turned down, and he'd get real, real tense. So if I saw him getting, you know, really tense, I'd just lean over while he was driving. And
Susan.
Huh? What?
I just spoke to your mother. Grandma wants to stay over at Helen's for a while. Can you drive her there tomorrow?
Sure.
Likes to butt things with his head.
How proud you must be.
Here it is. That's right. Right there in front of you. Careful now. Careful. Now really try and hit it. And what are you going to do?
I'm for party time entertainment. I'm your stripper. With the birthday boy's name, because I painted across my breast. Okay, it was a mix-up. I got Cowboy Dan's card and he got mine. I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Wait a minute. What about Cowboy Dan? He is coming.
He showed up at the lodge hall and they were expecting me. They beat him severely. So Cowboy Dan ain't coming.
Come on, Kevin. Hold it together.
I knew it. I told you. All the kids are going to hate me. It's going to be just like Little League.
Cowboy Dan is coming.
Kill.
He's coming. Cowboy Dan is coming.
Cowboy Dan.
Yeah!
That's right. They call me Cowboy Gil. As in, guilty. I saw Cowboy Dan. I didn't like the look on his face. It was like this. So I killed him. I blew a hole in him this big. Actually, it was about this big. You know, when I think about it, that hole was about this big. Man, his guts were spilled out all over the floor. As I was walking away, I slipped around on his guts. A couple other people came by and they started slipping on his guts, too.
After I blow a hole in somebody and slip around on their guts, afterwards, I always like to make balloon animals. Yeah! Mighty courteous of you. Here we go. Your lower intestines.
Get down off the horse before you hurt yourself.
Honey, I gotta make a big exit. That's Cowboy Gill's woman. Take a bow, little lady.
Hi, hi.
I sure hope that when I mosey back this way one day, you don't mind if I stop in and say hello. Well, I gotta be moseying on back to Abilene. Keep your powder and your pants dry. Kevin, I hope this is the best dang birthday you ever had. What else, the buckaroo? Yippee-ki-yahoo! Hi-yahoo! Yippee-ki-yahoo! What else, buckaroo? Don't try and follow me to Halloween! Yippee-ki-yahoo!
Good night, Mom.
Did you have a nice birthday?
Dad was funny.
He sure was. Well, good night, 9-year-old boy.
Happy birthday, kiddo.
Dad? When I grow up, can I work where you work?
Why?
That way, we can still see each other every day.
I love you.
Love you too. Mom? Hobo, hobo.
Thank you.
Hello, Helen.
Oh, no.
Oh, the door was unlocked.
Oh, my God.
What channel is this?
No, Gran, this is a tape.
She needs a man. Now.
No, Gran, this isn't mine. I don't watch this.
What's everybody doing in here? Did you break my locker?
Susie, Gran, would you please go to my room?
Sure.
One of those men reminded me of your grandpa. God bless him.
Gary, listen to me.
How could you break my law?
I came in here because I was afraid you were on drugs.
Why would you think that?
Because of what you did to your father's office.
What do you mean?
He found your hammer. You know, those were your initials burned into the handle.
Someone must have taken it.
Gary, just don't. Honey, you know, all these feelings. You're right to have all these feelings. You know, you're a great kid. You're a great kid, honey. You've just got a lousy dad. And you've just got to learn to say the hell with him. Actually, that's good advice for both of us.
The hell with him.
I don't know what to say about the tapes. You know, well, I assume that, you know, you're watching these because you're curious about sex. You know, or filmmaking. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
Who?
Me? No. What about Uncle Gil?
He's busy with his own kids.
Hi. Where's my wife?
She's still at school. She's got cheerleading practice.
Did she? So what's up?
Would you like to speak to Todd?
Can I speak frankly, no holds barred?
Please.
That is one messed up little dude. You sure we can talk straight? A few months ago, Gary got his first boner. You know what that is?
If memory serves.
Oh, great. Anyway, since then, he's been, slapping the salami. No offense.
No.
Apparently, he's going for a world record. The chicken's burning.
Oh.
Damn. That looked good, too. Anyway, he was afraid there was something wrong with him, you know? Like he was a pervert or something. I told him that's what little dudes do. We've all done it. That made him happy.
Gary was happy?
Yeah. He even smiled. I never even knew he had teeth.
I guess a boy Gary's age really needs a man around.
Yeah. Well, depends on the man. I had a man around. He used to wake me up in the morning by flicking lit cigarettes at my head. Hey, asshole, get up and make me breakfast. You know, Miss Buckman, you need a license to buy a dog or drive a car. Hell, you need a license to catch a fish. But don't let any butt-reaming asshole be a father. Well, I'm going to pick up Julie. They're hassling her about her hair. She does look kind of stupid. I don't know what we were thinking about.
Todd. Thanks.
Helen wants to go.
How'd you go through those quarters so fast?
Another kid took Kevin's money.
Shut up.
What kid?
Never mind. Let's go.
It was that kid.
Never mind.
That kid? That kid's not bigger than you. Go back and get your money.
Dad, let me handle it, okay? Kevin, do you want me to help you to get your money back?
No, can we just go? I want to go.
Okay. Okay? And that's a little kid. Justin can beat up that kid.
Shut up. Can you just shut up? What's the matter?
I lost my retainer.
Where?
Honey,
it's okay.
I put my retainer on the table.
Kevin, it's okay, honey.
It's his retainer. He lost his retainer.
Sorry, sweetheart.
Kids.
You folks are driving them home. They'll wait with them at our house.
Well, that's just what Kevin needs. Time alone with my dad.
Yuck.
Let's just go.
Gil, they're $200. If you drop $200 in here, you'd look, right?
Yeah. Let's face it, he's getting worse.
He has his good days and he has his bad days.
Why is he so high-strung? He's like a poodle. Everything's blown out of proportion. Where does he get this obsessive behavior?
I wish I knew.
They're going to put him in special ed.
Gil, what'd you think? That you'd dress up like a cowboy and coach Little League and Kevin would be fine?
No. I mean, no, I didn't. Yeah, okay, I did.
Well, honey, you were really kidding yourself.
You know, when your kid is born, it could still be perfect. You haven't made any mistakes yet. And then they... grow up to be like me. Oh, I'm going to be home late tomorrow.
How come?
I'm attempting to dazzle Dave. I'm trying to put together a major income property thing for one of our bigger clients.
Has Dave said anything?
Thursday when I left for Little League, he said, let's all thank Gil for stopping by. I didn't take it as a good sign.
Well, let's just wait and see. You know, worrying isn't going to help.
God, I'm so tense.
You're tense right now, honey?
My back is tense. My neck is tense. My ears are tense. It's like they're hot or something.
Maybe I could do something to help you relax.
I doubt it, honey.
I'd like to try. I am so sorry.
It's all right, honey. It was my fault. You just kind of took me by surprise.
So, how did this happen?
Show him, honey.
Awfully late, Frank. You need to get cool right to bed.
They'll be all right.
Hi, Dad.
Take the boy inside.
I couldn't resist.
I had to take it out for a spin. Purrs like a kitten. You're probably wondering why I took it out without telling you. I wanted to have it appraised so that you'd know how much it was worth. Only they can't appraise it unless they have all the paperwork, the registration, the proof of purchase. You got those things around?
I'm not a schmuck! You were going to sell my car.
Dad.
Look, don't bullshit me anymore! It belittles us both! I want you out of the house.
Dad, they're gonna kill me.
Bookies?
Freaking basketball. I had a lock. This miserable son-of-a-bitch rookie throws in a goddamn 50-footer at the buzzer. It was a nightmare. It was like he reached into my chest and ripped out
oh,
my...
Oh, shut bag. Up! How much do you owe? The truth now!
$26,000.
Jesus.
Dad, I'm never gambling again, I swear to God. But these guys mean business.
What about that $3,000 I gave you?
Took it to the track. I wanted to run it up so that I wouldn't have to hitch it for the whole amount.
What the hell is the matter with you? You're not a kid anymore. You're not stupid.
I can't get a break. I have been so close so many times, I could touch it.
Did you ever think about getting a job?
Oh, great. Oh, that is just great now. What did you always tell me, huh? Make your mark. Make your mark. Don't be one of the numbers. Make your mark.
You misunderstood me. You weren't listening.
Oh, come on. If I called you up to tell you, hey, Dad, I'm the new assistant sub-vice president of pencil sharpening at some crappy little company, you're telling me you'd think that was great? I am better than that. I am not Gil. Look. I've made some mistakes. I have to learn from them. They're gonna kill me, Dad. With pain. I'm your son.
Hydrogen. Helium. Carbon.
Excuse me, honey. I don't mean to interrupt, but I've made up some new cards.
Really? Well, that's great, Mommy. I'm so glad you're back with the program. Let's do your cards.
Why don't I show them to you first and make sure they're appropriate?
Okay. Sweetheart, Mommy and Daddy will be back in 2 minutes. How many seconds is that?
120.
Excelente. This is the only way I can get your attention. Honey, this is really basic stuff. She's way beyond this. I'm leaving you. You're leaving me? Yes.
Oh, thank you. I really had a great time. It's been years since anybody's taken me to a carnival.
You thought there was a carnival? That was my parents' house.
You know, you're pretty funny for a biology teacher.
Well, thank you.
Like to come in?
Sure.
Oh, hi, guys.
It's me.
Oh. Hi, Mom. Hi, Mr. Bowman. Get up!
Oh.
It's a nice knee drop, honey. Some coffee?
Love some.
Kitchen's right there.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
How come you finally decided to go out with me?
Well, my grandmother told me to. No, really. She's been staying with us, only it's a little crowded, so tomorrow I'm taking you over to my brother, Gil.
Hi, Julie. Julie, I would like to introduce you to Mr. Bowman. Julie.
What's up? Did you get the Twinkies?
I found this in the trunk of your car. You're racing again, aren't you?
Yeah. So what?
So you promised, that's what?
I changed my mind.
You changed your mind?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Well, what about a house painting?
I gave it up.
You gave it up? That was your future.
Well, Dave and Rod kind of took all the equipment and split. And I don't know where they are.
I told you not to trust those guys. Didn't I tell you?
I'm not as smart as you are, okay? I didn't get 13,000 on my SATs, okay? I'm stupid, okay?
Okay, Julie. Butt out.
Maybe I should leave. No. Maybe I should leave.
What do you mean, maybe? Todd! What is it with the women in this family that make all the men in this family want to leave? Well, if he thinks I'm having this baby now, he's crazy.
Baby?
Your daughter's having a baby?
A baby?
You're going to be a grandma?
No. I'm too young. You know, grandmothers are old. They bake and they sew and they tell you stories about the Depression. I was at Woodstock, for Christ's sake. I peed in a field. I've hung on to the hose helicopters and flew away.
I was at Woodstock.
Oh, yeah? I thought you looked familiar.
Gil, I've spoken with Ted and Dan, and we have decided to make Phil Richards a partner.
Holy shit.
Now, I know you're upset.
Upset? Haven't you seen the deals I've been putting together? I have been killing myself. I mean, aren't you dazzled?
You still don't get it, do you? Phil has just brought in three brand new multi-million dollar clients. He has spent the last month wining and dining these guys, getting them laid. He doesn't tell me about problems with his kids. I'm not even sure if he has kids. If this man's dick fell off, he would still show up to work. He is an animal. That's what dazzles. Not the work. You can't do what he does. You hate that shit. Now, Phil Richards...
I quit!
Oh, Gil.
Forget it. Phil brought you some big clients. You're happy.
Gil.
I'm just going to call my clients, give them the news, and I'm out of here. Friday's my last day. Don't make me a party.
Gil.
Dave. Hey, this is not a playground, okay?
All right, the other kids got picked up. Ours are watching in tape, and Helen just dropped your grandma off. Let's talk.
I quit my job.
Why?
They gave the partnership to Phil Richards. Phil Richards, this is a guy who leaves his wife and kids and then puts all his money in his girlfriend's name so they can't touch him for child support. I mean, the guy is... Anyway, I couldn't stand it. I snapped.
Can you still change your mind?
What do you mean, change my mind? I quit.
I know, but did you say anything that would make it difficult for them to take you back?
Jesus, honey, I was hoping you'd be a little more supportive. It's not like I...
I'm pregnant.
What are you... Since when?
Since I am. I'm due in February. I didn't want to say anything till I was sure.
How did this happen?
It was an accident. Anyhow, this is why I'm saying maybe now this isn't the best time for you to be out of work or starting a new job.
You know, if you'd told me there was a chance of this happening, I might not have quit in the first place.
Well, you never told me there was a chance you might quit.
It was a spur-of-the-moment decision.
Pretty big one.
So what are you saying I should do? Crawl back to work and kiss Dave's feet and get my crappy job back? I quit. If I go back now, they got me. I'm a eunuch.
You know, this puts a minor crimp in my life, too. I was thinking about starting back to work in the fall. Now I can't.
Well, that's the difference between men and women. Women have choices. Men have responsibilities.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Well, then I choose for you to have the baby, okay? That's my choice. You have the baby. You get fat. You breastfeed till your nipples are sore. I'll go back to work.
All right, let's return from La La Land, because that ain't going to happen. And whether I crawl back to Dave or I get another job, it's obvious now I'm going to have to spend less time at home. I'm going to have business dinners, and I'm going to have to play racquetball, and I'm going to have to get guys laid. So I hope you don't mind if I bring a few prostitutes home, honey, because that's what it takes to get anywhere, and I'm not getting anywhere. So whatever happens, you have to count on less help from me.
Why don't you just say what you're really thinking?
What am I thinking?
That I should have an abortion?
I didn't say that. That's a decision every woman has to make on her own.
What are you, running for Congress? Don't give me that. I want your opinion about what we should do. Let's pretend it's your decision, okay? Pretend you're a caveman or your father. What do you want me to do?
I want whatever you want.
Well, I want to have the baby.
Well, great. Let's have it then. Let's see how I can screw the fourth one up. Hey, let's have five. Let's have six. Let's have a dozen and pretend they're donuts. I'm really happy about the way things are turning out, aren't you?
I know. With the frame of mind you're in, not only am I not sure we should have another baby, I'm not sure we should keep the three we've got.
Well, I'm ready to discuss it. However, I can't right now because I got to go to the goddamn Little League. 10 little boys are waiting for me to guide them into last place.
You really have to go?
My whole life is have to.
Come on, Kevin, get your glove.
I thought I didn't have to play anymore.
I know what I said, but now I'm changing my mind. If I have to go, you have to go. Move it. Kevin, this one's for you.
Get behind the ball. It's easier to come in.
Hi, Dad. What are you doing here?
Karen said you were here. I should speak to you a second.
Now. Hey, Wayne, can you take over a second? What's up?
I need your advice.
Wait a second. My head is spinning.
Come on. Larry needs $26,000, or gamblers are going to kill him.
Jesus.
I'm supposed to decide whether to give it to him.
And you want my advice? Why me? Why now?
Because I know you think I was a shitty father. Thank you for not arguing. And I know you're a good father, so tell me, what would you do?
Got that kind of money?
I got it. It's going to hurt. I wanted to retire next year. I guess I'll put that off for a while. A long while. I never should have had four. You know, when you were 2 years old, we thought you had polio. You know about that?
Yeah, Mom once said something.
Yeah, well, for a week, we didn't know. I hated you for that.
What?
I did. I hated having to go through that. Caring, worrying, pain. It's not for me. And, you know, it's not like that all ends when you're 18 or 21 or 41 or 61. It never, never ends. It's like your Aunt Edna's ass. It goes on forever and it's just as frightening.
It's true.
There is no end zone. You never cross the goal line, spike the ball, and do your touchdown dance. Never. I'm 64. Larry's 27. And he's still my son. Like Kevin is your son. You think I want him to get hurt? He's my son. Well, I'm all right. I'll figure it out.
Hey. Who's to say who's a shitty father? Kevin's in therapy. We got called to school last year because Taylor was kissing all the boys. Justin keeps ramming things with his head. My career is in the shithouse.
You worry too much. You always did.
Comment and you're out of there. I don't care what happens.
Hey, what are you yelling at him for? He's the only player you got. Hey, Matt, we need one more out, son. Wherever it's hit, you go for it. It's the only chance you have to win.
All right, come on now. Don't blow it.
All right, no big deal. No big deal. One more out. Come on. Just relax. Relax and concentrate.
Get it, Matt!
I'm going to help you.
Dad.
Now, we see these gangsters. We agree to pay them $1,000 a month. They're businessmen. They'll see that something is better than nothing. Then, Monday morning, 8 a.m., you come to work with me at my place. I'm going to teach you the business.
Plumbing supplies.
And in a few years, I'll retire and you'll take over. Meanwhile, as long as you're working, and if you agree to go to Gamblers Anonymous, I'll keep paying your debt. That's it.
Okay. Let me just add a wrinkle. About an hour ago, I got a phone call from an associate in Chile. Big opportunity. Platinum. Now, why don't I just toddle off down there for a couple of months, see if it pans out. If it does, great. If not, we put the Frank Buckman plan into effect. Sound good?
Sure.
Great. Oh, I could use a little...
$2,000, huh?
Ample. Ample. Well, better pack.
What about Cool?
Huh? Oh, Jesus. That's a tough one. This is not really the kind of trip that... Listen, how about if...
Don't worry about it.
Susan, I need to talk to you.
No, Nathan, I have a class.
I want you to come home. This is very bad for Patty. She can't concentrate.
I gotta go.
No, wait. No, wait.
Let me go.
Listen to me. It's bad for me, too. I love you, Susan.
These are words. They don't solve anything.
I can compromise. I can change.
Nathan, I don't think you're capable of change.
Okay, come on. We're way behind because of yesterday's bomb threat, so let's get going.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Nathan, please, I'll lose my job.
Why do stars twinkle in the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Nathan, we're trying so hard to keep these kids off drugs.
On the day that you were born, the angels got together and decided to create a dream come true.
This was the song from our wedding.
So they sprinkled moon dust in your hair and golden sunlight in your eyes so blue.
It's a wedding kind of a song.
That is why all the guys in town, follow you, all around, just like me. They long to be close to you. Close to you.
Nathan, you're crazy.
Close to you. Susan, I love you. Please come home.
Week the crowd loved it.
Yeah, sure. That's a good job for me. Crash dump.
Stop that. You're very important.
Yeah, why?
Why? Because you're going to be the father of my grandchild. That's why.
Their marriage. That was really cool.
Yeah, well, I give them 6 months. 4 if she cooks.
You don't think they're gonna make it?
Well, you know, honey, the odds aren't good.
And why'd you steal that? Why'd you try to keep them together?
Well, because Julie wants Todd. Whatever you guys want, I want to get for you. That's the best I can do.
I'm glad you're going out with Mr. Bowman.
Yeah, why?
Well, he's funny. And he's the kind of guy that'd be nice to. Somebody should be nice to.
I tell you, kid, I could stand that.
Can we take over Susan's wedding?
No.
We're supposed to take over.
Mom, my ears are loose.
Oh, give me, I'll fix them. Oh, your pants are on backwards. Go upstairs and turn them around. And tell Grandma we're leaving. She's still playing Nintendo.
You know your lines?
Daddy, I don't have any lines. I'm dopey.
I'll say.
Hey.
Kevin, take Justin outside and put him in his car seat.
Let's do everything. Come on, shrimp.
Hey.
And I'm the one in therapy.
I'm not a shrimp.
I love you.
I love you too.
No. I mean, I really love you.
I love you too.
Dave called. He was crying. He actually cried. He said if I'd come back, they'd give me a corner office with new furniture and a raise. Like, that's supposed to make up for everything. Anyway, I took the job. I couldn't think. I was still high from the Little League game. Isn't that demented? That a grown man's happiness depends on whether a 9-year-old catches a pop-up? I mean, what if he missed?
But he didn't.
But he could have.
But he didn't.
But he could have.
But he didn't, Gil. You threw him 12 million pop-ups in the backyard. You cut the odds considerably. If he hadn't, ow, ow.
But there's 3 of them, and you want to have 4. And then the 4th one could be Larry. And they're going to do a lot of things. I mean, baseball's the least of it. And all those things, sometimes they're going to miss.
Sometimes they won't.
Sometimes they will.
Sometimes they will.
Sometimes they will.
What do you want me to give you? Guarantees? These are kids, not appliances. Life is messy.
I hate messy. It's so messy.
You know, when I was 19, Grandpa took me on a roller coaster.
Oh?
Up, down, up, down. Oh, what a ride.
What a great story.
I always wanted to go again. You know, it was just interesting to me that a ride could make me so frightened, so scared, so sick, so excited, and so thrilled all together. Some didn't like it. They went on the merry-go-round. That just goes around. Nothing. I like the roller coaster. You get more out of it. Well, I'll be seeing you in the car.
Very smart lady. Come on, Taylor, your ears are ready.
Yeah, a minute ago I was really confused about life, and then Grandma came in with her wonderful and affecting roller coaster story, and now everything's great again.
I happen to like the roller coaster, okay? As far as I'm concerned, your grandmother is brilliant. Come on, Taylor. Come on, hurry up.
Yeah, if she's so brilliant, how come she's sitting in our neighbor's car?
Dishes.
not stolen. They're put away.
They're not stolen.
They're not stolen. They're put away.
They're not stolen. They're put away. What was that?
It came from the bedroom. It sounds like a monster.
Someone should see what it is.
Not me. Not me.
One more push, and the baby will be here.
All right,
bear down.
Bear down.
Push. We're almost there, Mom. Come on. Push.
Push.
That's it.
Push.
Great.
Push.
You're doing great.
Fine. Okay. You're doing fine.
Good. Okay, here we go now.
Push.
Here you go. Here comes the baby. Good. Here it is. It's a girl. Good. Congratulations, Mom.
Beautiful. You better get out in the lobby, Dad. I think you've got about 100 relatives out there.
Helen's fine.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
I was born to make you happy. Think it's just my style. Everywhere I go, telling everyone I know, baby, I love to see you smile. Don't want to take a trip to China. Don't want to sail up tonight. Wouldn't want to get too far where you are. The love to see you smile. Without a faucet, like a watch without a dial, what would I do if I didn't have you? Love to see you smile. In the summer, in the springtime, the winter or the fall, the only place that wanna be where I can see you smile at me. In a world that's full of trouble, make it all worthwhile. What would I do if I didn't have you? I love to see you smile. I love to see you smile.
I love to see you smile.